The Lord has me here to encourage you and to comfort you as we are seeing tectonic shifts in the earth. And I'm specifically referring to Iran taking on another level of aggression in the Middle East versus Israel. We do know Iran has been battling with Israel through proxies for a very long time. And now we are seeing armed conflict directly from Iran, toward Israel. And the Lord had me press in on his heart about what does this mean, just as John pressed into the Lord to ask more about what he meant that someone would betray him. There are times that we get closer to hear the heart of God, to get insight and instruction, and that's what I'm going to give you today. Before I get into it, I'm going to pray, and then we're going to hear from the Lord. Amen. Lord, we give you glory and honor. We praise you. We lift you. We acknowledge you in all of our ways. Lord, I pray this word comes forth with your peace and gentility. And I pray in the name of the Lord that it will be a comfort of peace, but also a sharp sword in the hands of your people as we pray and intercede for Israel, for Iran, for Iraq, for all. We give you glory and honor and praise. Now I pray you speak through me. Use me as the oracles of God. Take out the treasure in this earthen vessel and put it on display for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. We do all things with him, with him, with him. As we do things for him, we're with him. So I'm going to pull up a map and I'm going to show you something that the Lord had me studying earlier today. And this is the world conflict map. This is the global conflict tracker that is put together by the Council of Foreign Relations. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to zoom in here. And I'm going to show you something as we dig into the word of the Lord. So here is the Red Sea. So here we have Israel. We have Lebanon. We have Iraq. We have Syria. We have Kuwait, Yemen, Saudi Arabia, Iran here. So what am I going to talk about? I'm going to talk about how Israel is now having increased collisions with its enemies. So here on the global conflict tracker, you see the Israeli-Palestinian conflict that has been ongoing for decades. For decades. Now within this though, we have proxy wars that are being waged through people in Yemen. That's where the Houthis are. This is a group that has been waging civil war trying to overtake the government in Yemen, the internationally recognized government in Yemen. Houthis are waging war, and now they have been engaging in warfare against vessels that have been trying to enter the Red Sea and carry goods to Israel. They are a proxy of Iran and attacking Israel and Israel's so-called or perceived allies as they try to bring goods through the Red Sea. Much of that has been shut down because of the Houthi conflict. Now here we are in Iran. And this is from where missiles are being launched across transnational lines and into Israel. Now, what am I getting at? At the beginning of the year, the Lord gave me a word, and I entitled it Collision of Kingdoms. Collision of Kingdoms. This goes much broader than Iran. It goes much broader than Yemen. It is much broader in many ways. Let me get back to the map. Because we also have Russia, we have China, and we have Saudi Arabia involved in all of this. So what am I getting at? I'm going to come back on camera and talk about what the Lord has put in my spirit. Okay. So at the beginning of the year, I released this word. I'm going to read some of it about the collision of kingdoms. And it comes out of 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 24, and this is where the people of Israel were surrounded by enemies. Seir, Ammon, and Moab were coming against them, and it seemed insurmountable, the odds against them, but they lifted up the Lord in praise. And as I released this word earlier in the year, I was talking about how there would be a greater measure of world order versus a greater measure of divine order. And that the Lord was showing me that as the kingdom of God is increasing, of course, the Bible says that it suffers violence. And so the enemy is increasing order in the earth. What am I talking about? I'm talking about these coalitions that are being built. and the collisions that we're seeing in geopolitics right now. So we're seeing greater alliances, larger alliances. So we know that China and Russia have been in an alliance. Well, recently, just to give you one example, the so-called BRICS nations, so that would be Brazil, Russia, India, India and South Africa, they've been meeting for years. But in recent months, in addition to those nations, let me read you who else is joining into the conversation. Saudi Arabia and Iran. Iran, Saudi Arabia. Now, Saudi Arabia is a U.S. ally. We have Air Force bases in Saudi Arabia. But Iran is by no means an ally. And so we have one of our allies now forming an allegiance. They are normalizing relations with Iran while they're also increasing their relations with Russia, while they're also increasing their relations with China. So we're seeing a new world order. We're seeing greater organization, more countries coming together in this type of axis against Western ideals and Western interests. I'm going to get even further into this. So, Iran, as it is fighting this proxy war with Israel, has coined a phrase called the Axis of Resistance. And what Iran has done is they have brought together forces that are anti-Israel and given them weapons and training so that they can wage war against Israel as proxies of Iran. Now, listen to these proxies. The Houthis, we just mentioned in Yemen, Hezbollah, which is in Lebanon, and Hamas in Gaza. Right now, Israel is waging war because Hamas breached the borders of Israel, killed 1,300 people, and kidnapped hundreds, while also wounding more than 4,000 in the greatest terrorist attack in modern history in Israel. And so now they are seeking to destroy Hamas. Well, Hamas has Hezbollah also firing at Israel from Lebanon as Israel is trying to venture into Gaza further and destroy Hamas. They are also fighting another war on another part of their border from Lebanon, the border with Lebanon, as Hezbollah is launching rockets as well. The Houthis launching rockets versus Israel's allies from Yemen and the Red Sea. And at the center of it is Iran. And we have Iran, as they fight these proxy battles, now issuing missiles directly at Israel because Israel took out some of Iran's commanders in an attack in Syria. And so we have all of these nations. You notice all these nations and all of these people groups that are coming together to wage war against Israel. Now, we know Israel is a very critical ally of America, and we are a very critical ally of Israel. And we have supported Israel with training and weapons and funding. Some of that is now being questioned, even among conservatives that have been staunch supporters of Israel. We're seeing conservatives now factioning over whether or not to support Israel. Come on. And in the midst of this in our Congress, we're seeing more people speaking out about how Palestinians should have more rights and how the United States should not support Israel, specifically in this particular armed conflict. And I want to bring this to your attention. The Lord was ministering to me one day, and he said, Frank, what would America do if another nation came and killed 1,300 people and wounded 4,000? Would America be listening to the world if the world was saying, no, don't go and try to destroy these people by any means necessary? Of course not. We have seen it even when we didn't even have purpose. Iraq, we were in Iraq for more than a decade, and they didn't even have weapons of mass destruction as it had been purported. And we went in there and we went and destroyed their leadership. We destroyed their infrastructure. And it wasn't without collateral damage. Now, we didn't see the vast number of refugees like we're seeing leaving Gaza. We didn't see so many people killed that are women and children. So I get it. There are vast differences, and we do need to make sure that collateral damage is minimized by any means necessary. What I'm getting at is there is this collision happening. There is a world that is ordering itself. There are new battle lines that are being formed in geopolitics. So even America now there are questions about whether or not America is as staunch an ally of Israel as we would like to believe, or as Israel would like to believe. Why am I getting into all of this? Because this is what the Lord is saying, that as this is happening, he's also ordering things in the spirit realm for the good of his people. The Lord wants you to know he's behind this entire process. He is allowing world order to increase as well as kingdom order. World systems are being arranged and rearranged by the hand of God. The kingdoms of this world, I want you to be encouraged. God is behind all of this. It seems like absolute havoc, but think about it just from the perspective of Israel. And with all due respect to my Jewish brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is the Messiah, and he desperately wants your heart. He desperately wants you in eternity with him. He desperately wants you to know that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Outside of him, there is no life. And so Jesus would allow a terrorist attack in a nation that he has called the apple of his eye. Why? To shake them into desperation and to seek him. It's not just about destroying their earthly enemies. It's about finding Jesus Christ. And look, some people might criticize me for this, but I'm telling you, Jesus died on a cross for everyone. But you come to Jesus by faith. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. And so the Lord, it says in Scripture, he will afflict us so that we may learn his statutes. That's the word of the psalmist who said, it was good that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. God calls us to draw near to him. He wants us to know him and understand him. And so as all of this kingdom order is happening in the spirit and all of this world order is happening in the natural realm, God is preaching Jesus. He's preaching. There is no peace outside of Christ. So as he's allowing this process to play out, we're seeing conflicting kingdoms with conflicting agendas. But God is behind the development of both of these kingdoms. He is in charge. Let's go to the book of the Revelation of John, where we see the North Kingdom and the South Kingdom, and we see the Antichrist involved in all of the developments of how these kingdoms fight one another. And then at some point, there are new allegiances, and all of it builds toward the coming of Christ. This is a foreshadowing. The Spirit of the Lord ministered to me. He says, as things are happening to Israel, it is a prophetic sign to the rest of the world. As we see these kingdoms coming together, Iran coming together against Israel, Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis. Listen, Russia and China are now in cahoots with Iran. Who is to say Russia and China won't begin to help Iran in training? They already have. But furthermore, doing more training and more equipping of Iran versus Israel. We're seeing these battle lines and these new coalitions form against Israel. Just as in the spirit realm, the kingdoms of this world eventually become the kingdoms of our God and his Christ. But in the meantime, they're going to be antichrist. And they're going to come against the people of God. So we need to discern what the Lord is showing us. Somebody needs to hear the Lord. First the natural, then the spirit. So the Lord teaches us what we need to understand in the spirit by seeing things in the natural. The Lord told me that he is reordering things in the earth, and it will mean great and sudden change. Changes in politics, the world economy. We haven't seen it yet, but it's coming. World relations, this was something he gave me to speak into 2024 months ago. The environment and technology, all of these things are being changed suddenly, and they will be life-altering. And the Lord said, and they will never return to their former form. The Lord told me to speak this into the atmosphere when I first released the word about the collision of kingdoms, that we're seeing and will see a new and emboldened Israel. Israel will never be the same. This terrorist attack from within has changed Israel forever. We're going to see a more radical and more passionately aggressive Israel, not a warmongering Israel. They're not going to just seek wars for no reason, but they are emboldened, and they will find themselves encapsulated against attack. They are going to be fierce in defending themselves. The Lord told me to say there will be new enemies. Come on. He told me this months ago. And it says the old enemies know that their attacks won't work anymore. So the way that Hamas was operating before with more smaller scale attacks, they knew it wasn't going to work anymore. And they have upped the ante. And do you think they're going to resist the temptation to attack Israel with more force in the future? Absolutely not. This is only going to be enhanced conflict in the Middle East. And so the Lord wants you to understand what's happening in the natural, as he also is explaining what's going on in the spirit. The Bible says in Psalms 2 and verse 1, why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? God is letting people plot vanity. It will not work, but it is going to work for the gospel. The kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our God and his Christ, but the enemy is trying to disrupt the process. The enemy still believes he's going to win. A lot of us don't understand that. Satan's pride is so formed, is so mature, is so out of the box that he still believes he's going to win. He's seen Jesus die on a cross, rise on the third day. He's seen every prophetic word that the Lord has spoken coming to pass, and he still believes he's going to win. The kingdom of darkness is ordering troops. The kingdom of darkness. So what we see in the natural represents what's going on in the spirit. And I've seen some of the demonic spirits that are in charge in China and in Russia. And I'm going to tell you, they are in lockstep with Satan. They want to disrupt Christianity. The Lord showed me a demonic spirit that's a principality in China and how he wants to play the church like a piece on a chessboard. The enemy has a plan and a plot against the Lord, but the Lord is laughing. Listen to this. In verses 2 through 4, same Psalm 2, it says, the kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. They will not win. They cannot win. Their plans will be foiled. And so we are called to pray. The Bible says to pray for peace in Jerusalem. And it says, may they prosper those who support and bless Israel. And so we need to pray. Now, that doesn't mean we're not praying for Hamas and Hezbollah. We want all people to come to Christ. But I'm telling you, there are demonic forces that are raging in this battle. And the enemy wants to cause Israel to be self-sufficient and not seek God. So we need to pray for Israel to submit to the Lord, just like we're praying for Hezbollah and Iran and Russia and China to submit to the Lord. We need to pray for all to submit to the Lord. The Lord told me to speak this into your spirit. Don't be afraid. Don't fret. You are worth more than many sparrows. It's going to look dark. It's going to look destitute. Things are going to look crazy. But just like wildfires prepare the land for new and abundant growth, the Lord says this year of 2024 will be a preparation for the outpouring of my spirit on the unbeliever. Bible says, how can they know that which they have not heard? How can they believe in what they have not heard? How can they hear if there has not been a preacher? And how can they preach if they've not been sent? There's a sending coming. There's a sending coming. But God is preparing the ground for those to have a heart after righteousness. They're going to desire. Think about it. Listen, it is horrible to see what's going on with refugees in Gaza. 1.7 million people have been displaced. 1.7 million people are homeless. But their destitution is a breeding ground for faith in Christ. I'm not saying that it's good in natural terms, but it is good in the terms of them coming to a place of availability and openness to hear the word of the Lord. And this is how we are to pray. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Will you pray with me on that? I'm going to have to go now, but I just pray that you will stay in the spirit, that you will discern what the Lord is doing. This is why he sends his word to accomplish what he sent it to do. It's to bring faith into your life. Yes, things are going to look dark, but we have prayer power. Pray for peace in Jerusalem. Pray that all the earth will be blessed by the gospel truth. Father, we thank you for this. And I release these, your people, to pray and believe and trust you and not be, I hear the Lord saying, do not fret because of evildoers. Oh, the Lord says, do not fret. He says, there is peace in me. Do not fret. God, we thank you for the peace that can only be found in Christ, the fullness of joy. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, I do need to run. I pray that this word ministers to you in a very deep way, and we will see you soon.